Good morning. Thank you for having me over here.
很高兴今天到大家中间来。
I don't speak very often in the Mandarin service.
我不是很经常在中文崇拜的时候讲到。
But today, Pastor Troy and I switched places.
今天我和蔡牧师换了一下位置。
So he took my spot in the English service.
所以他在英文堂那边讲到了。
I've been at this church for about 8.5 years now.
我现在到这个教会有八年半了。
Seems like a really long time.
好像是很长一段时间。
My children were small when we first arrived.
我刚来的时候，我的孩子们还小。
My daughter was about 4 years old.
我的女儿那会儿大概四岁。
And now she just turned 13 and going into high school.
她刚刚到了13岁，马上要去高中。
My son was 10 years old.
我的儿子是那会儿是十岁。
And now this fall he'll be a freshman in college.
今年秋天他就要在大学上一年级了。
So if you're anything like me,
如果你跟我一样的话，
you want to hang on to your children as long as possible.
你想抓住你的孩子抓得越久越好。
I liked it better when they were small.
我喜欢他们小的时候。
I could hold them.
我可以抱着他们。
Where they wanted to play with me.
他们也愿意跟我玩。
But now they're getting older.
现在他们大了。
And as a parent, I know that at some point I need to let them go.
作为父母，我知道有一天我总是要放手的。
My children are precious to me.
我的孩子对我来说太宝贵了。
They're valuable.
非常有价值。
And if you have anything that's valuable to you,
如果有一样东西对你来说很宝贵的话，
could be your children,
可能是你的孩子，
or your grandchildren,
或者是你的孙辈。
Your great great grandchildren.
也许是你的曾孙。
They are precious to you.
他们对你们来说很宝贵。
So today's story is about parents who gave up what was valuable and precious to them.
所以今天我们要看的一个故事是关于父母把他们最宝贵和最珍惜的放手。
Their infant child.
是他们的婴儿的孩子，还在婴儿时期的孩子。
So I want you to know this story is not only for parents with young children.
那我想让你们知道，今天要讲的并不只是对那些有小孩的父母说的。
This is for anybody who has anything that they value.
这个是对所有的人，我们有任何珍惜和有价值的东西来讲。
So this story is for you if you have children.
所以如果你有孩子的话。
The story is for you if you value your job.
所以如果你有孩子或者是你有你很珍视的一份工作。
The story is for you if you value your education.
或者你觉得你的受的教育很重要。
The story is for you if you value your possessions.
或者是你觉得你的财富或者你拥有的很重要。
Because as we are Christians in this world,
这个故事对你都有意义，因为作为基督徒来说，我们在这个世界上。
We want to remember that everything belongs to God.
我们需要记得我们所有的一切其实都是神的。
But are we willing to give everything to God?
但是我们是不是愿意把我们所有的都奉献给神呢？
Even those things which we value the most.
即使是我们认为最宝贵最珍惜的那些，是不是都愿意奉献上？
This story starts with a man named Joseph.
这个故事是从一个叫做约瑟的人开始。
He was one of 12 brothers.
他是十二个兄弟当中的一个。
His 10 older brothers did not like him.
他的十个哥哥们不喜欢他。
So they sold him into slavery.
所以他们把约瑟给卖去做奴隶了。
Slave traders sold Joseph to the nation of Egypt.
奴隶贩子把约瑟卖到了埃及。
And in Egypt, Joseph actually rose in power and authority.
然后在埃及呢，约瑟居然他的地位渐长，成了一个官员。
The land where Joseph's family lived was in a famine.
然后约瑟的老家，他的老家现在进入了饥荒。
And so everyone came to Egypt to buy food.
所以所有的人都跑到埃及来买粮食。
And that's where they reunited with Joseph.
这就让他们有机会跟约瑟重逢。
And so they stayed in the land of Egypt.
然后他们留在了埃及。
But it was not the land that God had promised them.
但这个埃及并不是神所应许他们要居住的地方。
So Genesis chapter 50 verse 24 tells us this.
所以在创世纪50章24节的时候我们看到。
Joseph said to his brothers, "Soon I will die, but God will surely come to help you and lead you out of this land of Egypt, and he will bring you back to the land he had solemnly promised to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." I think I have the slides, please.
所以创世纪五十章二十四节，约瑟对他弟兄们说，我要死了，但神必定看顾你们，领你们从这地上去，到他启示所应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各之地。
So it was a promise to Joseph and his brothers.
所以这个是一个对约瑟还有他的兄弟们的一个应许。
So Egypt is not the land that I promised you.
埃及不是我答应给你们的地方。
So they, but they stayed in Egypt.
但是他们当时是留在埃及的。
In Exodus chapter 1 verse 6 tells us that in time Joseph and all his brothers died, ending that entire generation. But their descendants, the Israelites, had many children and grandchildren. In fact, they multiplied so greatly that they became extremely powerful and filled the land.
出埃及记一章六节七节告诉我们说，约瑟和他的弟兄并那一代人都死了。以色列人生养众多，并且繁茂，极其强盛，满了那地。
So for many, many generations, they stayed there, and the nation of Israel grew in number.
所以有很多代过去。以色列人在埃及地生养众多。
Exodus chapter 1 verse 8 tells us that eventually a new king came to power in Egypt who knew nothing about Joseph or what he had done. He said to his people, "Look, the people of Israel now outnumber us and are stronger than we are. We must make a plan to keep them from growing even more. If we don't and a war breaks out, they will join our enemies and fight against us. Then they will escape from the country."
然后在的出埃及记的第八节开始告诉我们说，有不认识约瑟的新王起来治理埃及，对他的百姓说，看哪，这以色列民比我们还多，又比我们强盛，来吧，我们不如用巧计待他们，恐怕他们多起来，日后若遇到什么征战的事，就联合我们的仇敌攻击我们，离开这地去了。
Now we don't know the time period, how long it was between the death of Joseph and this new pharaoh.
那我们不知道从这个新王到当初约瑟去世的时候中间到底有多久。
But it was many, many generations.
但是那是很多代过去了。
And this new pharaoh did not have any memory or history of Joseph.
这个新的法老他根本不记得约瑟是谁。
As a matter of fact, he did not care about Joseph and didn't care about his people.
那他当然也并不在意约瑟或者是约瑟的族人。
All this Egyptian king sees is the Israelite population growing and multiplying, and he fears it.
那这个埃及王他所看到的就是以色列人越长越来越多，他觉得这是一件很可怕的事。
He's thinking if they grow in number, they might rebel against us.
他说，如果这些人越来越多的话，也许有一天会起来反对我们。
So he makes a plan.
So
he makes a plan.
哦，所以他就有一个计划。
Exodus chapter 1 verse 11 tells us.The Egyptians made the Israelites their slaves. They appointed brutal slave drivers over them, hoping to wear them down with crushing labor.
所以他们，我们看到出埃及记十一章开始告诉我们说，埃及人就把以色列人变成了奴隶，然后还派督工的辖制他们，加重但苦害他们，然后目的就是希望这些很繁重的劳务可以让以色列人垮下去。
So up to this point, it seems like the Israelites were not.Slaves.
So, sorry.
They were not slaves.
所以以色列人曾经不是奴隶。
Apparently, they lived side by side until this new king of Egypt.
显然以色列人跟埃及人曾经相安无事，一直到这个法老成为成这个新法老上任之后。
This king of Egypt made the Israelites slaves.
这个新法老把以色列人变成了奴隶。
And more than that, in Exodus chapter 1, verse 15, it tells us that Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, gave this order to the Hebrew midwives, Shiprah and Puah, "When you help the Hebrew women as they give birth, watch as they deliver. If the baby is a boy, kill him. If it is a girl, let her live." But because the midwives feared God, they refused to obey the king's orders. They allowed the boys to live.
然后除了这个以外，这个新法老还有另外一条命令。我们从出埃及记一章十五节看到说，他吩咐收生婆要杀掉新生的男婴。从十五节开始说，有希伯来的两个收生婆，一名施佛拉，一名普阿。埃及王对他们说，你们为希伯来妇人收生，看他们临盆的时候， 若是男孩就把他杀了，若是女孩就留他存活。但是收生婆敬畏神，不照埃及王的吩咐行，竟存留男孩的性命。
If you don't know what a midwife is a woman who assists a pregnant woman during the delivery of her baby.
如果你不知道什么是收生婆的话，收生婆就是帮助那些怀孕的女士在生孩子的时候，帮助他们把孩子生下来。
They would be there to help the baby from the mother's womb.
他们会在场帮助把这个孩子从母亲的子宫那边让他出来。
They would cut the umbilical cord.
他们会把脐带卡剪掉。
Wash the baby.
把孩子洗干净。
And present the baby to his mother and father.
把孩子交到孩子的父母手上。
But Pharaoh did not want that.
但是法老并不希望这件事情发生。
He basically instructed them that as they were delivering the baby.
他的命令实际上是这样子的，当这些收生婆接生这些婴儿的时候，
The midwife was supposed to see if it was a boy or girl.
这个收生婆要决定这个孩子新生婴儿是男孩还是女孩。
And if the baby was a boy,
如果是男孩的话，
she was probably supposed to suffocate the baby.
她恐怕是要把这个孩子马上闷死掉。
And so the baby appeared to be born not alive.
就好像这个孩子生下来就是死的一样。
Pharaoh was ordering the midwives to commit murder.
法老命令收生婆进行谋杀。
But these midwives refused to obey.
但是收生婆拒绝遵从法老的命令。
And many, many more male babies were being born, Hebrew babies.
然后很多希伯来的男婴就这样生了下来。
And the Egyptians said to the midwives, "Why have you not obeyed us?"
那埃及人就问收生婆说，那你为什么不听我们的命令？
And the midwife said, "Oh, the babies are delivered very quickly. We can't get there in time."
然后收生婆的理由是，希伯来的男孩出来的太快了，我们赶到那边的时候已经来不及。
But the midwives disobeyed Pharaoh and let the boys live.
这些收生婆他们没有遵从王的命令，而让这些希伯来男孩活了下去。
And the population of the Israelites grew.
以色列人的人数越来越多。
And Exodus chapter 1 verse 22 tells us that Pharaoh gave this order to all his people, throw every newborn Hebrew boy into the Nile River, but you may let the girls live.
然后我们在出埃及记一章二十二节就看到，法老吩咐他的众民说，以色列人所生的男孩你们都要丢在河里，一切的女孩你们要存留他的性命。
So the midwives would not obey Pharaoh.
所以收生婆没有听法老的命令。
He wants now all his own people to look for Hebrew baby boys and throw them into the Nile River.
现在法老就吩咐他的人民要把这个希伯来男孩找到的都丢到河里去。
It's a horrible picture if you want to imagine that.
如果你可以想象的话，这当然是一件非常悲惨的事。
And this is where we come to our story this morning.
这就是我们今天要讲的故事。
Exodus chapter 2 verses 1 and 2. About this time, a man and a woman from the tribe of Levi got married. The woman became pregnant and gave birth to a son.She saw that he was a special baby and kept him hidden for 3 months.
在出埃及记的第二章开头，我们看到有一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女子为妻。那女人怀孕，生了一个儿子，见她俊美，就藏了她三个月。
So Pharaoh still wanted Israelite baby boys to be killed.
所以法老还是想要杀希伯来的男孩。
And so that's why they hid this baby.
所以这一对父母就把他们的婴儿藏了起来。
Now, if you've ever been around newborn babies,
如果你曾经见过小孩的话，小婴儿的话
，They're tiny, they're weak.
他们很小，然后很弱弱的样子。
They're crying all the time.
总是在哭。
And it almost seems like their cries are really loud.
总是听上去好像他们哭得好响哦。
But not really.
其实也并不是。
Because their lungs haven't been fully developed yet.
因为刚生出来的时候，他们的肺部其实还没有长得完全。
So it's over the coming weeks that their lungs become more developed.
所以在出生之后几个星期之后呢，他们的肺就越长越好。
And then their cries get louder and louder and louder.
所以他们就哭得越来越响，越来越响。
And this is what happened with this baby.
所以这个孩子就是这样子。
Exodus 2 verse 3 says, But when she could no longer hide him because of the crying, she got a basket made of papyrus reeds and waterproofed it with tar and pitch. She put the baby in the basket and laid it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile River.
所以圣经就接着就说，后来不能再藏，因为她哭得越来越响了。后来不能再藏，就取了一个蒲草箱，抹上石漆和石油，将孩子放在里头，把箱子搁在河边的芦荻中。
She took Pharaoh literally at his word. She obeyed him and put this baby in the river.
孩子的妈妈她也算是遵守了王命吧。她把这个孩子事实上呢，的确是放在水里了。
But she put him in a basket first.
但是她先把这个孩子先放在一个蒲草箱里。
And for this, this baby's parents are praised in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23.
为了他们所做的这件事情，我们看见新约的希伯来书十一章二十三节这样子夸奖他们。
And it reads, It was by faith that Moses' parents hid him for 3 months when he was born. They saw that God had given them an unusual child, and they were not afraid to disobey the king's command.
摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
So how did these parents show their faith?
所以这些父母他的信心是怎么显现的呢？
In the English version it says, They realized they had an unusual child.
这个英文的翻译是说，这个父母看到他们的孩子是一个不同寻常的孩子。
Other versions say special child or beautiful child.
也有其他的翻译说这是一个特别的孩子，或者是一个俊美的孩子。
Now, are we supposed to believe that Moses' parents decided to disobey Pharaoh, put their own lives in danger because Moses was a beautiful baby?
那我们是应该觉得说摩西的父母他们决定不遵从王命把自己的生命放在危险当中因为他们觉得他们的孩子很漂亮对吗
The answer to that question is yes.
回答是 yes, 是对的是这样子的
Because doesn't every parent believe that their baby is the most beautiful when the baby's born?
不是所有的父母觉得他们生下的这个孩子是最漂亮的吗
Your baby is the prettiest, most beautiful, cutest baby in the world.
你的孩子是最美丽、最漂亮、最可爱的孩子，全世界都比不上他。
And that's natural for any parent.
所有的父母都会这么觉得。
But I think there's something more than just having a beautiful baby.
但是这个里面应该是有超越俊美的意义。
I think that sometimes people believe that their lives don't really have a purpose.
我想有很多人会在某些时候觉得说他们的生命没有什么意义。
That all you do is you wake up.
你做的不过就是每天早上醒来。
You eat.
吃东西。
You go to work or go to school.
去上学或者去工作。
Come home, you eat.
然后回到家之后再吃。
You go to sleep.
然后睡觉。
And tomorrow we repeat the same thing.
明天我们再重复这一套。
I want you to know that your life has a very special purpose in this life.
我们需要知道我们在今生的生命是有一个特别的使命。
That you are meant to do something special.
你的生命将会做一些很特别的事。
And as you live by faith, you will know that your life has a purpose.
如果你是靠信心生活的话，你会知道你的生命有一个特别的使命。
Just like this Hebrews 11:23 tells us that they disobeyed Pharaoh. Because they knew there's something special about this baby.
就好像我们看见希伯来书十一章二十三节告诉我们的，摩西的父母不遵守王命，是因为他们看见他们有一个很特别的孩子。
What was so special about Moses' parents?
那摩西的父母有什么特别的吗
？Nothing.
什么都没有。
There were people with no authority.
他们没有权利。
No power.
没有地位。
No special position.
没有任何特殊的之处。
But they were just Israelite parents who were slaves like other Israelite parents.
他们就好像其他的以色列人一样是奴隶，就像所有的其他以色列人一样。
So you yourself might feel like you have no authority, no power, no position.
所以我们自己常常也是会觉得我们没有能力、没有权利、没有地位。
And because of that, you have no opportunity to do something special.
因为这样，我们会觉得我们没有任何机会做什么特别的事。
I want you to know that is not true.
你要知道这不是真的。
Scripture tells us very clearly that you have a special purpose.
圣经清楚地告诉我们你有一个特别的使命。
The Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do good things he has planned for us long ago.
使徒保罗在以弗所书二章十节清楚地告诉我们我们是神的工作。在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
So God created you.
所以神造了你。
Very specifically, He created you.
非常特别的造了你。
And you're different than anybody else.
你跟其他的人都不一样。
And God planned that you would do good things.
在神的计划中，你会要行善。
It's not that He's not sure of what you should do.
并不是好像他不知道你应该做些什么。
God has planned things for you from a long, long time ago.
很久很久以前，神的计划就是要你做一些事情。
You don't need to have an important title or important position.
你不需要一个重要的职称或者是一个重要的地位。
Because faith is simply living out your life knowing that you have a purpose.
因为信心其实就是活在你的生命当中，你知道你的生命有一个使命。
Because Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 tells us God has plans for you.
因为以弗所说二章十节告诉我们，就是神对你的生命有一个计划。
Now how did Moses' parents know about God's plans?
那摩西的父母怎么知道神对他们有所预备的呢？
How did they believe that their lives or the life of this baby had a purpose?
他们怎么知道他们自己的生命或者是这个婴儿的生命有一个使命？
Let's go back a little bit.
那我们再往回看一下。
One of the most important moments in Jewish history is when God promises Abraham that he will be the head of a great nation.
在犹太人的历史当中，一个非常重要的事件就是神曾经许诺亚伯兰他将要成为大国。
But that nation will not come immediately.
但是这个大国并不是马上就会出现的。
Genesis chapter 15 tells us the Lord said to Abram, You can be sure that your descendants will be strangers in a foreign land where they will be oppressed as slaves for 400 years, but I will punish the nation that enslaves them, and in the end they will come away with great wealth.
创世纪十五章十三十四节告诉我们说，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要的确知道，你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们400年，并且他们所要服侍的那国，我要惩罚。后来他们必带着许多财物从那里出来。
And God tells them they're going to be strangers in this foreign land, which is Egypt.
神告诉他们，他们会要寄居别人的地，那地就是埃及。
They're going to be oppressed as slaves, as the new Pharaoh did to the Israelites.
他们会被苦待，就好像这个法老对以色列人所做的，让他们成为奴隶。
And he gives them specifically 400 years.
然后神还特别的指出是有400年的时间。
This is a promise from God to Abraham.
这个是神对亚伯兰的应许。
That's been passed down from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob.
然后这个应许从亚伯兰或者叫亚伯拉罕传到了以撒，再传到雅各。
And Joseph knows of this promise also.
约瑟也知道这个应许。
It's been passed down all the way to the time of Moses' birth.
所以这个应许一直往下传，一直传到摩西出生的时候。
And so the people of Israel are probably wondering, how is God going to do this?
所以以色列人可能在心里面想，上帝要怎么样做成这件事呢？
How is God going to make us into a great nation?
上帝要怎么样把我们变成一个大国？
We've been slaves for hundreds of years.
我们已经做奴隶做了上百年了。
So at the moment of our story, at the birth of Moses, no Israelite knows how God will fulfill his promise.
所以我们在看到摩西的故事的时候是 Sorry, I didn't get the whole sentence.
No one knows how God will fulfill his promise.
所以在摩西故事发生的时候，没有人知道神是打算如何完成他的应许。
They did not know God's exact plan.
他们不知道神确切的计划是什么。
Nobody knows God's exact plans.
没有人会知道神的具体计划是什么。
Yet when we live by faith, we can trust in a God who's faithful to His own promises.
但是如果我们凭信心生活，我们就有信心知道神是一定会信实地完成他自己的应许。
For us, it's natural to want to know exactly how things will happen.
很自然的，我们是想要知道事情将要如何发生。
It's difficult for us to live by faith if we don't know God's exact plans.
如果我们想要靠信心生活的话，我们有时候会觉得很困难，因为我们不知道神的计划是什么。
Maybe we want to be in control of our future.
也许我们是想自己来控制我们自己的未来。
Maybe we're afraid to put our trust fully in God.
也许我们是害怕，要是把我们的完全的信任都放在神身上，会怎么样？
So how was Moses' parents able to live by faith?
那摩西的父母是怎么样靠他们的信心生活呢？
They put their baby in the river.
他们把他们的婴儿放到水里了。
I think it's because they knew so much about God.
我想这是因为他们很清楚地知道神是什么样的神。
Now it's true they didn't know exactly what God wanted to do.
确实他们不知道神的具体计划是什么。
But they knew about God's promises.
但是他们知道神的应许。
Now we're not sure exactly when the Israelite nation started writing down their history.
那我们不知道以色列人是从什么时候开始起把他们自己的历史写下来。
But we do know that they taught each other verbally.
但是我们确实知道他们在彼此是用口传的这样的方式教导。
The older generation would teach the younger generation.
老一代会告诉下一代。
And that younger generation would teach the next generation.
然后下一代会告诉他们的下一代。
And on and on.
就如此这般的进行下去。
Each generation of the Israelites knew their history.
每一代以色列人都知道他们自己的历史。
They knew stories about God.
他们知道神的故事。
The promises of God.
还有神的应许。
God's working in history.
神在历史上的作为。
And that gave them the faith to trust in God for their future.
这就给了他们信心，让他们可以信靠神，掌握他们的未来。
Now today we don't emphasize the verbal teaching of God.
现在我们不太强调口传的教导。
Although that's a good thing.
虽然那也是一个很不错的方式。
Today we have the Bible.
我们现在有了圣经。
We have the stories of God.
我们有神要告诉我们的故事。
We know the promises of God.
我们知道神的应许。
We know of God's working in history.
我们知道神在人类历史上的作为。
And that gives us faith to trust in God for our future.
这就给我们信心，让我们可以把我们的未来放在神的手上。
And this is true of any relationship.
在任何一个关系里面，这都是一样的。
If you're not familiar with another person, you won't trust them very much.
如果你不太熟悉另外一个人，你就不会太相信他。
Let's take an example of a newborn baby.
比如说，我们还是拿婴儿来做个比方吧。
When the baby is born,
一个小朋友生出来。
They're born into this strange new place.
他被生到一个对他来说很不熟悉的环境中。
And these two people are always around him.
有两个人总是绕着他转。
They hold him.
这些人抱他。
They feed him.
喂他吃东西。
They change diapers.
给他换尿布。
They make funny noises and faces.
然后可能还做一些怪表情和发一些奇怪的声音。
These people are his parents.
这两个人是他的父母。
So the baby learns to have complete faith in his parents.
所以婴儿就学到他要完全的信任他的父母。
For everything.
所有的事情他都要相信。
And that faith grows in time.
这个信心是随着时间增长而增长的。
As a child gets older, the child can do more and more on his own.
当孩子越长越大的时候，他可以自己做一些事情。
But there's still a faith in the parents' wisdom and guidance for that child's future.
但他仍然会相信父母的智慧和父母的引导。
And it's very similar with our relationship with God.
这个与我们和神的关系很相像。
We like little babies depend on God.
我们就像小婴儿一样，要信靠神。
God feeds us spiritually.
神为我们属灵的食粮。
Gives us comfort.
给我们安慰。
God teaches us lessons.
神教导我们生命的功课。
And as we grow in spiritual maturity.
然后随着我们属灵上面越来越成熟。
We continue to develop a faith in God's wisdom and guidance.
我们继续的信任和遵守神的智慧和神的教导。
And that allows us to live by faith.
这就让我们能够在信心当中生活。
So you need to know as much as you possibly can about God.
所以你需要越了解神越多越好。
And the Bible teaches us about God.
圣经就是教导我们关于神的事。
The less you read your Bible,
读圣经读得越少，
the less you will know about God.
你就会知道神越少。
And the weaker your faith will be.
然后你的信心就会越软弱。
The more you read your Bible,
读圣经越多，
the more you will know about God.
你就会知道神越多。
And the stronger your faith will be.
你的信心就会越强。
If you do not read your Bible, you will not know that you are created in God's image.
如果你不读圣经的话，你不会知道你是按照神的形象所造的。
You will not know that even though you sin, God never turns his back on you.
你不会知道说即使是你犯了罪，神也不会转背不理你。
You will never know that God is an incredibly patient God.
你不会知道神是有一个极端耐心的神。
You will never know that God listens to you when you're sad or lonely or in pain or depressed.
你不会知道神会在你忧伤、痛苦或者是忧郁的时候还是会听你的。
You will never know that he has never broken any of his promises.
你不会知道他从来没有违背他自己的任何一个应许。
If you do not read your Bible, you will not know that he gave his one and only son to die for your sins.
如果你不读圣经，你不会知道他把他独一的儿子赐给你是为你的罪死。
When you know God,
你知道神，
you can live by faith because you know that your life has a purpose.
你知道神就是 ，sorry, my mind wandered.
So did mine. That's okay. You can live by faith. We can live by faith because we know that our lives have purpose.
我们可以靠信心生活，因为我们知道我们的生命是有一个使命。
We can trust God for all things.
我们可以在任何事情上信任神。
God has good things planned for us from the beginning of time.
神在时间开始之前就为我们的生命有美好的计划。
To be a person of faith, you do not need to be a pastor or a missionary.
成为一个有信心的人，你并不需要是一个宣教士或者是个牧师。
You don't need to be highly educated or have a good job.
你也不需要高学历或者是要一个受人尊敬的工作。
You don't need to be young and married.
你也不需要是年轻啊，或者是必须要结婚。
God uses everyone.
神可以使用任何人。
Whether you've been a Christian for a long time or a very short period of time.
不管你是一个很久的，做了很久，信主很久的基督徒，还是刚刚信主的基督徒。
Whether you're young in age or old in age.
不管你是年轻还是年老。
God uses everyone.
神使用任何人。
So Moses' parents had faith in God's promises.
摩西的父母对神的应许有信心。
They did not know the details of God's plans.
他们不知道神计划的具体细节是什么。
They are simply people who knew that God had a plan, and somehow they were part of that plan.
他们只是简单的知道神有一个计划，然后他们是这计划当中的一部分。
So your life is part of God's plan.
你的生命也是神计划当中的一部分。
Your life has a purpose.
你的生命有一个使命。
So have faith in God in all your relationships and all your situations.
所以在你的一切关系和一切境况当中，都对神要有信心。
In the relationships with your children,
你跟你自己的孩子的关系
your grandchildren,
你的曾孙你的孙子
at your job,
在你的工作中
at your school,
在学校中
with your neighbors,
跟你的邻居
have faith in God,
对神有信心
because you never know one small thing that you do may make a big difference.
因为你可能从来一直都不会知道一件小你所做的一件小事可能是会产生一个很大的影响。
Don't be afraid of any consequences that may come from you being faithful.
不要让任何的可能的结果让你害怕跟随神，对神有信心。
Remember that God is good.
记得神是美善的。
He's trustworthy.
他值得信靠。
And can be counted upon to fulfill his promises.
他会实现他的应许，你可以相信这一点。
Whatever he asks you to do,
不管他要你做什么，
you can have confidence in him.
你可以对他有信心。
Remember, it may be something big or maybe something small.
可能是很大的事，也可能是很小的事。
Obviously, this baby grew up to be a man named Moses.
显然，这个婴儿长大了，变成一个叫做摩西的人。
Famous in the Bible.
非常有名，在圣经里面很有名。
Even non-Christians know about Moses.
即使不是基督徒，也知道这个叫摩西的人。
But what are the names of Moses' parents?
但是摩西的父母叫什么？
I'll buy you lunch if you can tell me their names.
如果你答得上来，我给你买午饭。
They're only mentioned later in the Bible in a list of genealogies.
那只有在圣经后面的地方有一个有家谱的地方，他的名字有被列出来。
His parents basically knew that God Himself was their reward.
他的父母基本上是知道神他自己就是他们这样做的奖赏。
They needed to have faith and trust in God.
他们需要有信心、信任、信靠神。
Even though the situation was very difficult.
虽然他们面临的境况极其困难。
And so we have a passage from the New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13 and 14.
在新约的里面，彼得前书三章里面这样告诉我们。
It reads, Now who will want to harm you if you're eager to do good?But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it.
他说：“你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。
”So this passage is
神会奖赏你们。
This passage is encouraging us to constantly seek to do good.
这段经文是鼓励我们不断的寻求行善的机会。
Good things that God has planned for you.
是神让我们计划当中让我们所做的善事。
And even though it may be difficult.
即使是有困难
challenging,
有挑战
even though it may not make sense,
甚至可能我们看不出来目的何在
even though you might suffer,
也可能要让我们受苦
God will reward you for it.
神会奖赏你
So when we're faced with situations,
所以当我们面临一些境况的时候
have faith in God.
对神有信心
God is in control.
神掌控一切
And because of that, we can live every day knowing that our lives have a purpose.
因为这样，我们可以每天活下去的时候，告诉我们自己说，我们的生命有一个使命。
Let's pray.
我们大家一起祷告。